Yesu yibuzimaho urugara isi yo mucyamu yari mutoma kuriyesu ubwami kutambura nk'uwo muze kutwana buri usobora kuba mushoboye gutambura urugendo rw'ubuzefu uvuga bwana kubera kuburyo muri rusange icyubahiro singoyira ku murengwe Singoi yang punya guru, awak nak wesi, bukan jiwu ini. Kamu saya yang baru ni nak apa? Jiwu ini, ni cuma kita nak buat apa? Bukan pernah lagi yang guru.
I'm going to go to the house.
The only planet where fresh blood comes
from. Ecclesiastes chapter
1.
See that the wheat keeps moving up and down within the plant.
It's able
to suck free oxygen. We saw many concerning
our planet.
We stretched out to see other planets. And we saw other nine planets. And fresh and blood cannot live there.
Because
some of them have no oxygen. According to
God,
they have their own oxygen. And not live there with flesh and blood.
You have to
first cover yourself so much.
We
moved
up and
we saw the kingdom of the stars, which is the firmament of the heaven. The kingdom of the stars, the sun, and the moon. According to Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 20,
there is
so much concern. The kingdom of the stars, and they are the armies of God. Just as in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. The kingdom of the stars, they are the armies of God, and they are living armies. They are stores of weapons of God. They have kept weapons of God within them on the day of sorrow and the battle, which we see in Job 38. So much concerning the kingdom of the stars, we even reached to see hell, and it's forming the same kingdom, the kingdom of the stars. This we see usually as a black hole. There you are seeing that black hole, which we call the hell.
We've
seen it for some time, and
we're going to
form the kingdom of the stars.
According
how we saw in Revelation 9, verses 1 and 2. And we saw when hell is open, and there is a bottomless pit, the prison of God. Surely the sun and the moon stop giving their
light.
They are in the same kingdom.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. Jesus.
You see
much concerning that. We saw that in hell, the devil is the one who is leading there. But the angel from Abaddon, the angel of the bottomless pit.
Revelations
9 verse 11. His name is known as Abaddon or
Apollyon. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
saw that is the age of the bottomless pit. He moves together with the age of death. Revelation 6 verse 7 and 8. And so the one seated on the yellow horse, and his name is called Death, and behind him was also one following him called Hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
is the age of the bottomless pit.
And
has the chain of God. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 5. The angel with the chain imprisoned every evil spirit in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God. As
you've
been seeing then,
We saw the number of these angels.
Like you see this angel of hell, and sometimes it's called the destroyer. The destroyer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've seen much concerning him.
Is
that
he
doesn't just find spiritual in his hands.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. It's not like our usual chains, ours. This one is like it seems rather like things like hooks. And sometimes, if you want to kill him, uses that chain.
He
must put it within the fire and it heats very well. And it begins to rub off your skin onto your back. And
the cane
with that chain has hooks.
So
that chain doesn't just use it to bind people, taking it there. But if
it beats
and to
cane
people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
because of that, we found ourselves that deception is being destroyed. Because they used to tell us that the devil is the one who is heading in hell. And there's another deception.
He's
going to destroy this very day. In the name of our Master Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to search out. And all this is going to come from the end of heaven. To know who is responsible to grab spirits from their body. Here is where we're going to separate the angel of death, the first death, and the second death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
it's going to help us to know the first revelation and the second revelation.
Because
otherwise we're going to look on. But all of them have come from hell. As we see here in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
reading Revelation chapter 6, verse 7. They told us in verse 8. But not right now. One of the portions of hell is the angel of death, whom we're heading to cover and see right now.
He's
the one going to separate for us the death from this body.
Who
is responsible of it?
He
as the angel of death or the devil? Was it written? The devil came to steal, to kill and destroy. What does that mean? Praise Jesus.
He was
to separate the first death and the second death, the first resurrection and the second resurrection.
We're
going to see all of them today in the name of our Master Jesus. Revelation 6, from verse 7 unto
8. Bwe yabembula akabonero akokuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Ne ndaba, era laba, embalasi eya kyenvu, n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa. Ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Erinnya lyo yali atudde ku ndogo eya kyenvu.
The one sitting on a yellow horse.
Simanyi oba mwena musobola okiraba.
I don't know whether all of you can see that yellow horse.
Naye nga esinganibwako kino ekipande.
But it is found on this image.
Oba woli naposobola kiringira woli.
If you're there where you, and you can't see where it is.
We shall have Christ to come and see that yellow horse. Ku ndogo inga ya kyenvu.
That angel of death is on a yellow horse. He is not alone.
Babira.
There are a quarter of the angels working in hell. They will come and they are on the yellow horses. And they are responsible on strictly death.
And
when they are going to grab a human spirit from the body, most of the ones who don't believe, these are what they use down here. Revelation 6 verse 8.
Nti ne magombe n'agenda naye. Ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi, okutta n'ekitala, n'enjala, n'olumbe, n'ensolo z'ensi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Babiri namba ya 3 quarter.
There are a quarter of the angels working in hell, but they use the things down here. Sickness is on fire, famine. There is the sword. There is the beast of the field. When you see the wild beast, it even reaches even to a mosquito.
That
it is moving as it's walking on the path of death. It can come with sickness. And not every mosquito. But there is a time of mosquitoes which came from the spirit of power. Those we study, as we studied, they work together with this man, the angel of death. This death, all these sicknesses, even if you pray for them, no matter how, no matter what treatment you give them, they don't get healed. No matter how much you pray, praise Jesus. If they are for death, it means your time is finished of this world. Praise Jesus. It shouldn't happen when people got totally saved, except they were refused to get saved and they are waiting to get saved on the cross. It may not be a cross to be crucified on, and it's going to be sicknesses. Praise Jesus. And it's going to be a sword or a war, and you'll be saved within that war. It's going to be a prison. Praise Jesus. But it does his work. If you've gotten sick of any other sickness, the devil is the one who has brought it. We're going to see the sicknesses of the devil, and they are not of this age of death. You can pray for any person with them and get healed. If the devil is the one who's brought those sicknesses, those sicknesses are the ones which are mostly in the world, and those ones can be healed to get medicine or through prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the sickness of the angel of death, no matter how much you want it, except when God has said, added you more time, like this man, Hezekiah.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He prayed to be given more time that he may live longer. But he too, they had come for him. He was the angel of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If he has come for you, you cannot dare be saved most of the time. We are going to separate them and you get explained how do they work. We are in John 11, verse 1. Our master is going to speak of the two types. There are sicknesses of the angel of death and sicknesses which are not of death. As a born again, when you look at sicknesses which are not of death, you can stretch your hand right there and they get healed.
But
there are the sicknesses the devil puts upon people. But some people, when they get sickness of the death, you can't stop it. They have to get out of the body, and they have to repent right then.
Some
are not ready to keep themselves when they're holy. When the angel of death comes for the holy one from the body, that person never feels anything. They don't get sick of any sickness, but they just check out of the body, and it's very joyful, and they even wish farewell to people. For they are not dragged out by force, but they are just called out of the body. You come and recall, and you get out when you are very joyful. People around you are wishing them farewell. They have called me, I am going. And you say that the Father's called me, I am going home. You yourself, you get out of the body freely, not as if you are dragging you. Let us see. John 11. From verse 1.
Yokana esula ya kuminemu noru nyiriri orisoka. Awali wo omuntu yali omulwadde. Lazaro we Bethania. Mumbuga ya Mariamu ne Maliza muganda we umwebali. Mariamu oyo eyasiiga mukama waffe amafuta n'amuttaanya ebigere n'enviiri ye yalina mwannyina Lazaalo yali alwadde. Awo bannyina abo ne bamutumira nga bagamba nti mukama waffe laba gw'oyagala alwadde. Naye Yesu bwe yawulira n'agamba nti obulwadde buno si bwakufa.
Obulwadde buno
si
bwakufa.
Kufa mutegedde bulungi. You understood death very well.
Oli malayika w'okufa.
He's an angel of death.
Se bwali bubwe.
It wasn't for that angel.
Era Yesu.
And Jesus.
Yeri asobola okutegeera.
He could understand.
Buno obulwadde si bwakufa.
This sickness is not of death.
Abakubanga kufa ya bulese.
If death is the one who brought it. You know, there are words you read them in the Bible, but you cannot explain them until someone has explained to you.
The
man spoke it in Acts. Acts chapter 8.
Says,
I cannot understand unless someone explains to me. But the Father
says,
in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, and to down,
that
I accept my rebuke,
I will
pour my spirit upon
you.
To understand my words.
No,
Master Jesus says, the sickness they have gotten sick of,
not
of any sick disease of death. Now in that moment you cannot speak of it. Does death have its own sickness? And they too are for death. You cannot be saved from them. Let me tell you one thing. The same sickness can be healed by Panadol. One day it can take someone out of and they are given Panadol and they don't get healed. And they bring every medicine possible and it fails. They don't heal it with
things.
Seasons and times have come. Praise Jesus.
And
there are people always say we have been given the same medicine. But right now this person has failed to be
healed.
And they are totally going. Praise Jesus. Now Jesus could see
it.
And he sees the sickness of the age of death. And the one which is not of his. And all the sickness which are not of the age of death. He gave up authority over them. Praise Jesus. And we shall see how can you overcome this death and his sicknesses. That's why
it
says and the death will cease. The angel of death never works in death. Even the devil no more works
in death.
They are sickness. They are not of the angel of death. And those ones are always healed.
We cast the
devil and all his sicknesses, all his accidents, all his wars. Praise Jesus. For he too copied the things.
We
wanted to torment those who want to serve God. Praise Jesus. But all that we can stop them. And it is possible. If death comes for you, and it gets you out of the body, and you never even get sick of any sickness, it is very possible.
And
you get out when you're sending
as
long as
you're
found when you've kept righteousness. When you're found with sin within you,
truly,
death has to send sickness within you that you may repent. And you may spend days and you're not going. Lord, lead me to go.
Not
understood what I wanted to align with me. You see, you're not dying. And after you repent and you
revealed
that this is what has been hidden with you, never
more
sickness. You begin to tell people no more sickness. Even if you're sick of HIV. Understand at a moment. And you say, Lord, I understood it was immorality. Now I pray for you. You get healed and you walk in
the
village like 3-2 days or one. Never been sick, you are well.
And
tomorrow they see you're gone.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
well, as if you've never been sick.
Well,
he takes away, withdraws every pain from you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And what days?
Those sicknesses
that
the devil brings, God speaks of them like this, that woe unto them, that woe unto him who brings such things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
sickness, we are not of death. The Lord
leaves it to happen, and we pray for you, and the glory of God manifests. Listen properly. Be very careful. These are words that really explain the world. Everything around Paul did. People think the devil is the one killing people. I don't know even the saints is the one who kills them. What are we doing on the pulpit today? They would have come for us a long time.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Listen.
Tuli mu Yokana esura ya 10 nemu n'oluyitirirwa kuna.
John 11 verse 4.
Ne Yesu yawulira n'abagamba nti obulwadde buno si bwa kufa. Wabula olw'ekitiibwa kya Katonda, omwana wa Katonda. Omwana wa Katonda abe n'ekitiibwa olw'obwo.
Because of that sickness, there is a sickness God has left, which the devil moves in the people. But this one's authority has been given over us. If a child of God is going to be given glory, God is children the same glory.
Because
authority I've been having on this sickness, little I give it to you. Listen carefully in Matthew 10, verse 1.
Matayo esula eyekumi n'olunyiriri olusooka lugamba bwe luti. N'ayita abayigirizwa be ekumi n'ababiri n'abawa obuyinza ku dayimoni omubi okumugobanga,
kugoba emizimu yonna,
cast out demons,
n'okuwonyanga endwadde zonna n'obunafu bwonna.
Okuwonyanga endwadde zonna n'obunafu bwonna.
Disease and every sickness.
Ezo zo endwadde za buli kala.
Every kind of disease.
No, and
every sickness,
authority
was given us.
That means
a disease of death which we do not get glory out of.
That one,
Jesus separated and put inside. He said that is a messenger of God. Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
The
angel
of death you heard very well. All these who have remained the kind of sickness.
For
with the how,
with
the devil's word how,
Authority we have.
We stop all wars the devil brings. Stop all accidents.
When
it reaches that God,
he's
come for someone. No matter how you pray, they have to go. Praise Jesus.
You
shall pray when you see the moment.
You
just align yourself. If you don't align yourself,
no
matter how many prayer warriors you pray, you will never stop that issue. What you have to do is one, walk in the light of knowledge.
One
briefly to John 11.
I call
we stand in hell and death.
And
we've looked so much at the age of death. As we're going to survey the age of death, the first death, the second death, the first resurrection, and the second resurrection. All these ones. In the aspect of seeing hell,
yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Turi mu Yokana esura ya 10 n'olunyiriri lwakutaano.
John 11 verse 5.
Naye Yesu yayagala Maliza ne muganda we Lazaalo. Awo bwe yawulira nga alwadde n'ayosaawo ate ennaku bbiri mu kifo kye yalimu.
Yayisaawo ennaku bbiri
ate 2 days. This one is sick so much.
Kasitaani amunuunamu omusaayi.
The devil is sucking blood out of him. It's bad love.
Omanyi sitaani waliwo ekintu kyakola.
There's something the devil does.
Buli lwaleeta endwadde ze.
Anytime he brings his sicknesses.
Buli lwaleeta accident.
Or like accident.
Baba balakimu omubiri guno gulema okuwanirira omwoyo gu.
This thing, one thing that the body may not sustain your spirit.
Omwoyo guba gujja kufikibwamu.
The spirit will be taken out of the body.
Naye bwebanga ebirobi ebyokuva ku nsi
byetebitatuuka. Your seasons have not reached, and you're still a child of God.
Baba,
they have to restore you back to the body. That's why we can raise the dead.
Yes,
raise Jesus.
But the other sin is the devil brings. They are not in the age of death. For the age of death,
the
counsels of the counsels have to get out of the body. Bring sickness on the people. It's not
his
work. But the others are ways of how to take you out of the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one working in the people bringing sickness in people. You see,
but
in hospitals. A few of them. And they are to die even if you take them to the hospital.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
that's why I want to get explained more to this. Let's see the next verse.
Tumi Yokana Esura Yokominemo Nolunyiri from Psalm.
John 11, verse 7.
Atena Yokagamba Baigizabenti, today yo, a Buyudaya. Abaigizuabe, Nebamogamba anti, Labbi. Kakana Abayudaya Bari Basalama Gesi. Okukubama yinja. Ate kyobodda.
Ate kyogenda.
Are you going back there? In the morning, they pulled him on the streets preaching. If the devil does how many tricks, and the age of death is soon, another come to you out, there is nowhere you're going. And Jesus, they tell him, these men are going to stone you. I cannot get out of the body when the shoes are not ripe.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. And let me tell you born again. If you see someone sick, there's no time for them to die. That's the devil. A person can't get out of the body. When the end of death of them comes for them, it's impossible. And even though wizards draw the spirits of people, they cannot call you for 3 days or seven. If it gets three, the angel is possible, they have to look for the person. They there find you with a human spirit. You got it from the body and you have it. They look for you for 3 days, 7 days. They have already reached you. If you hid it, don't wear. That's why wizards always give you 3 days of keeping you as your day or 7 days. You know very well they can be hunted down. And if they are captured them with the spirit God created. And this area you have imprisoned it. They can slap you and you rot immediately. Like they did to Herod. You have a responsibility on a human spirit.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now, no one should deceive you. That's why, no matter how many tricks the devil plays, me, I don't mind. I cannot mind it. And they ask, why don't you worry of the sickness? God tells me the sickness is not of death. No matter how much you try, you'll be healed, I'll live.
Here
is where we get boldness as preachers of the word of God. What we speak of, we understand it. Bible says, the one speaking of knowledge speaks authority. You have much authority. They tell you they're going to kill you. You say, who can?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on and hear.
Tuli mu Yokana, esura ya kumi n'emu n'oluyiri lwa mwenda.
John 11, verse 9.
Yesu, n'addamu nti. Esawa ezemisana si kumi na bili.
Nti, muline esawa ezemisana kumi na bili.
And he told them, is it not early?
Omuntu bw'atambula emisana teyesitala.
They cannot knock themselves. Is it possible when they see where they're going? Now listen here.
Yokana 10 n'emu mwenda.
Jones 11:9.
Kubanga alaba omusana gw'ensi eno. naye omuntu bw'atambula ekiro yesitala kubanga omusana teguli mu ye. Yayogera bw'ati n'alyoka abagamba nti mukwano gwaffe Lazaalo yeebase.
Mumula mubiri azibiridde naye yali
yatambula.
Waliyo ne bamalayika abamulina
wali.
Ebintu byonna yali abiraba.
Kati
Yesu yali amanyi ayinza kufiira wa
watuufuokufiira
mubiri
awatuufuera
walina okwogerera
nti
Mukama kankana okukwasa omwoyo
gwe. Yali
amanyiwo nga ne bumukuba kibooko ekifaananyi kya
that no matter how much you beat him, he cannot. Until himself surrenders his spirit. This happens on all the saints.
You
cannot feel those things. When you hand your spirit to the hands of God, yourself, Lord, now I accept. Let's go, I want to go back home. But the
sinner,
they drag them out of the body with chains. They
pull
them and they straighten their eyes open like this. Now they are heading them to hell, the prison of God. But the saints, most of the time, they even said farewell to their people. And the apostles always did that.
Now
I have winded up my work. I
will
remain to get the ground for myself.
And
God already made me aware, for I am about to get out of this body.
He
couldn't see any pain in it, for they understood it. And they had the light of the word. This is what happens. A righteous person, the sicknesses of death cannot handle
them.
The day they get out of the body, they get out peaceful. And even though they are challenged by the sins of the devil,
those
are taken away in that moment.
Yet
they too have no power and authority
to
touch them at that time. Now, brethren,
if
we have married and separated, we should even know words like this.
Acts
chapter 7, we see this apostle Stephen.
Even
though he was being taken out of the body at this moment, he was seeing heaven. There was no pain he was feeling. He was in peace.
As
he was being farewell, going home. We see Acts. Acts chapter 7 from verse 54.
Ebikolwa by'Abatume essula ya 7 luli 5:4. Awo bwe baawulira ebyo ne balumwa mu mitima gyabwe ne bamulumira obujiji. Naye bwe yajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Stephen yali abuulira enjiri.
Stephen was preaching the gospel.
Enjiri n'etuuka mu mitima gy'abasajja bano.
The gospel reached the hearts of these men. And they saw their sins. They were not ready to leave them. And they began to get furious.
And
the devil entered in them all. And he told them, let's not leave this man on this world.
He's
not holding it, but explaining the whole of it. This man is going to treat us badly.
Now,
instead of people repenting, they never did that. What followed is this down here.
Acts
7:20-55.
N'akaliriza amaaso mu ggulu n'alaba ekitiibwa kya Katonda ne Yesu ng'ayimiridde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda n'agamba nti laba ntunuulidde eggulu nga libikkuse omwana w'omuntu ng'ayimiridde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
Baali badde okumwaniriza.
They are ready to welcome him.
Bw'oba ogenda mu ggulu,
when you go to heaven,
baba atandise dda n'okukulaga gy'olaga.
They have already begun to show you where you're going.
Omulyango nga gwakukulidde
dda. And the door is already open for you.
Gulinze bulinzi kutuuka likukubuuza amannya
g'okuwaana. It is waiting for you to reach to ask you what are your name.
Olyoka ogambe nze omutume.
And they say me apostle.
Bakubuuza ebibala biriwa.
And they ask you where are the fruits.
Olyoka olaga ebibala ebyo.
And you show those fruits.
Kati nabyo tuli bakukubuuza.
kubira umuryango w'eguru
oh the door of heaven
nako guliko ebyako
it too has its own
ikurino kunyonyoka
which we have to get explained
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
kati wanturaba
now here we see
ntini wankubadde mukasera kana
at this moment
bali bagendo kuba Steve
yamayi Steven
eguru lyali yamaze ddo kubanga limugulirawo
had already opened for him
yenkara bali bamaze ddo kumujusa
they had already transferred him
ngatachi awulira bulumi bwamo
bino feels the pain of the flesh
kubanga obera no mbiri ogwo okubiri
oh they will have that second body
era kufabwa jyo kunona
when death comes to
pick you singana ngoli bweri
that's they find you when you're naked
asingano ino mbiri okufa
finds when you have a body from heaven
kuba te kuno mizibu andu ade
fact feels pain of diseases
kuri na oba bulumi bonna bwobera obira
pain you can feel within it
yes yebazi kubanga kuba mulamu
it is a living body
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
ulirize chaliwo
listen what happened
tuli mbikola batu mesule yo musanvu nolu nyiru wata anumu musanvu
757
nebale kana nedobo zidene neba ziba matuga awe neba mwe iwako neba mwe iwako no moyogumu neba msidi ikiliza ebweluwe chivuga neba mkuba ama inja abajulirwa neba teka engoi zawe kubigere bia bio mulenzi elinya lye Saulo
no Paulo no kubama ali bakwata
mu
nebamuga kati ya Stephen go ojivili teko de jiri
told him that the issue of Stephen you witnessed it yourself
yangu kuoge no jiri ojikwa
be the one going to do his work
atatu no kusasura kiboko zo kubya
abantu you have to pay you the beatings of beaten people
umanye wokole ebibi
you know when you do sins
if said ebisinga borokoka
many times when you get saved
you know kusasulira omutango gwabi
you have to pay the price for the sins you commit
imboko ziyakuba abantu
the beatings Paul beat people
bazi mukuba naye
he too was beaten of them
singa bakunona mubiri guno
if they come for you in this body
natosangudde obikola biwalingo okula
not wiped away the
nebo yatula kuna kulengo meyotogena mukuru
even on the door the end you
no yatula ndi ngova mubiri
and you confess you get out of the body
na yengo linabi ole seto sasuri
yet you have left you are not paid for on this world
oba biota sangudde
or you have not wiped away then you cannot move anywhere
icho njikubulira
wa that what I tell to you here
kubanga kati Muhammad nebo yandi nenyeza ko nako
kusema Muhammad bedo you had repeated the last
thing yokira nabi wa basira
I speak of this prophet of this Moses
kindu chiyale ka uchigenda mu maso te chisangu
he left is moving on in the far castle
unebo abaye
could never go in heaven no matter how much you want it
kubanga bioleke mabiganga wa bisimba
for what you left behind and you planted them
yono na balala banji
they corrupt and spoil many people
Paulo,
but Paul
yonali yali akoze
everything he had done
yabisangula wo
he rubbed them away
yakubi gwemboko ziyakubanga
bale he was beaten the pits beat others
aina alimira mu Yesu
he remained in Jesus
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
wale moku baba amwe kwa santi ne Paulo
asana
yeye akuba kiboko na alokoka
that as long as Paul beat them and got saved
bona maroko bako babajja kukuba na kiboko
beating them you too will be beaten
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
okusangula we bibi byo berokoze
wipe away the sins you have committed
baada bata sayinza kulokoka
many can never get saved
kulwa madini je basimbe mu
because the religions they planted in this world and they believe
abana bayingiza enjigirize zitali
others have enrolled long teachings
bozile kaza zitambula musine wewe ne nyote
moving in the world no matter how much you humble and revenge.
Yovura bano musajjo mubi kumusalaba.
That is why
yali no kusangula one bamwandika kone mu kitabu.
On the cross yet to castle and was written of in the book.
Kanga sabano ndi ababi bagwani de ibonerezo.
To prove to people that thieves are worthy of punishment.
Era yagaba.
And he said,
"Fetugwani de ibonerezo."
We are worthy of our punishments.
Yali no kubulira injili at least
kusangula weche nje. At least to castle his sin. Whatever you do,
when you were opposite
friend, as
you say,
you have to cancel them.
No kudam back
to
what
you have to get back the people you messed up.
You
used to lead them to smoke the weed. Do all the evil works of the devil. You have to get back and cancel all those works.
That
we not have a background claim that we were the one leading them into that.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now let's proceed on. Acts.
Ukura batume sura ya 7 uri nyibata no mwenda.
Acts 7:59.
Nebakuba amayinja Stefano buya saba nagama ati mukama wange Yesu tolo moyo kwange.
Uraba omoyo kwa kuwayo.
You are the one who surrenders your spirit.
Iroga mukama.
And he said, Lord,
tugende
ka. Let's go home.
Kubanga
mazima wao bikulidwe wakati
wa kaja you can reveal the home where you're going
oba tulina atisa
na
baba naroke na ndaka sikishiva
mwa I am afraid of going to hell
ne yukira
I remember
abantu bonna abono
all people were sinners
malaika wako fashinga baba
no angel of death comes with them
mabega baba labayo malaika wema
gomo behind the angel of death they see the angel of hell
omurumi obunji
with the much pain
kati abana yakala kamubiri
now they don't want to get out of the body
they cannot
just call them out come and we go they cannot and they resist to be taken out
and
a sick person has been weak like this in the moment of dying how dare they get the strength like this
they
get strength they capture them they resist to get out of the body
Amarija maso gari eri
bwenge. End up with the eyes are off.
Tugaze mpolambola.
And they restore them little.
Naba musokodde mbusokoze.
And they have grabbed them out of the body.
Na yese abatukuvu.
But the saints.
Singa baleka okufaya baba
je mu. They can't for them the body.
Tebalu bizi.
They don't feel pain.
Iraga mukama.
And he says, Lord.
Toro moyo gwange
tukiye. My spirit and we go.
Kulemberam.
Lead me, Lord.
Odo wabera oba malaika bibano
kwa Gabrieli. Angels Gabriel.
Watambuja kondoko yenge.
Walking on the white horses.
Muneba Michael.
And the Michaels.
Neba Gabrieli.
And the Gabriels.
Neba malaika bo muri.
And the angels of fire.
Naba kunonyeko. Oba bikomuya kuberinga
gwakulize. The door is right open waiting for you.
Oba watanisenda nokusafuringa
chibolo. Already begun to suffer. Bakura
bikuru beri fana ni ngi
bage kwa. When Jesus allowed they're going to welcome you.
Ngaruachi tukamba.
Why don't you say let's go?
And
people say don't go
lead
me to go
I
know where I'm going
this
thing happened and I'm going home
but
many people they are deaf
but
the way they check out of the body it shows the place they're going to is not right it's not good at all
tulimbikola batu mesuwe ya msambuli nyiri guankaga
Acts 7 verse 16
nafukamira nakaba nedobo zidene nti mukama wange tebabalira kibi kino
kati ateji ya kabira
now what he cried for
bano mukama bivakola basonyo
Lord what they do forgive them see what they have done they're going to go to hell
and they cried
wonder they said my
friends I have
but this man who has told me they are preached, beat me for preaching a life to them.
They
cried tears
for their sake. They
never cried for getting out of the body.
That's why
even Jesus on the cross is saying, cry for yourselves and your children.
They
thought they could cry for him.
You
will see that his journey was wiping up.
And they
are coming for him getting out of the body.
Even though
he had carried our sins,
and
he had to go to hell. The angel of death is the one who took him there.
He's
the one who took himself there. And in the spirit is where he went to preach the gospel in hell.
In
the spirit he took there himself. Don't you read it,
Lucia?
When he reached there, he was welcome. In the beatings which are there.
Everyone
preached the gospel to
him
and he turned to him.
We
have to carry the sins of many.
And
even the punishments of
our sins
were upon him. As
we read
Isaiah 53. Let's move on.
Acts 7
verse 16.
Nafukamira nakaba n'eddoboozi ddene nti Mukama wange tewabalira kibi kino.
They
didn't
say he died. He said, Lord, I've gone. And he slept.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he slept. The body is just silenced.
Many
times you don't die when you stretch your eyes wide.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Which
you get out of the body peacefully.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Name which in Abuganda.
And these brethren,
know that
there are sicknesses of the devil. This was no matter what he does and
it says,
you will not get out of the body. Never fear, for you cannot get out of the body. It is impossible. And you're there when you're strong.
It's to overcome
every sickness abroad anytime. If your relative, no matter who has gotten sick, God has not told you, I'm taking them.
No,
that there is a glory going to appear. And you begin to pray. And you reveal to you how wars are going to move. And you attack
them
in the spiritual realm and you beat all the demons. Just
how because
principalities are
here
in the same kingdom of
Israel,
where they have their main headquarter.
Let's
go in Job chapter 1.
Put on the same or nidity.
We begin from verse 8.
Yobu esula esoka.
Yobu
esula esoka nor nidity.
Job chapter 1, verse 7.
Mukama nagamba Satan into your vawa. Awo Satani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti nva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo eruuyi n'eruuyi. Mukama n'agamba Satani nti olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu, kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi, omusajja eyatuukirira era ow'amazima, atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi. Awo Satani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti Yobu atiira bwerere Katonda.
Atiira bwerere.
You think of Job fears
him. Let's
do something upon him and you see. Accept us, for you have never accepted us. Give us a chance and we handle him. Let me tell you, when you're right here, when you see challenges coming in your life, you've
there
is a disease coming upon you, you get to be more strong. As long as it is coming, have no energy. You know, right now, this is the devil. Even his disease,
they
are not hard to death. He's put upon me. They must end. The devil threatens you.
The
point of complaining to God, you began to enter sinning.
And
the sickness can cause the angel of death to come for you. Therefore, continues to weaken your body. Let's move on here. Job chapter 1, verse 8.
Yobu esula esoka n'olunyiriri n'olunyiriri wa mwenda.
Job chapter 1, verse 9.
Awo Satani n'agamba Mukama n'ayogera nti Yobu atira bwerere Katonda. Tomukomedde olukomera okumwetooloola ye n'ennyumba ye ne byonna by'alina enjuyi zonna. Owadde omukisa omulimu gw'engalo ze n'ebintu bye byaze mu nsi. Naye kaakano golola omukono gwo okome ku byonna by'alina, kale alikwegaanira mu maaso go. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, laba, byonna by'alina biri mu mukono gwo.
He's
not going to handle him myself. He is my righteous one. Now you have left you. All who have been healing, you have stopped. The Michaels, the Gabriel, the angel of fire, the Abaddons, I have withdrawn them.
Now,
do whatever you want. See whether you will reject me.
I will start what it
is. That's why the devil brings the diseases you hear.
As you say,
and they have come to challenge your life.
Yes,
all of them can be stopped. And we move on to strengthen the faith. And we can handle all of that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on. Job 1, verse 12.
Mukama n'agamba Satani nti, laba, byonna by'alina biri mu mukono gwo, kyokka ku ye yennyini togolola mukono gwo.
I've told you one thing.
Do not
attach him as a person.
Ye yennyini yani.
He himself, who is he? You think he's the flesh?
Gwe moyo gwe.
He is his spirit.
Totawano kwata ku moyo
gwe. Attach his spirit. All can be done. It can be accidents.
But
when God says don't touch his spirit,
Tolina
jokutwara. Have no way you're taking it.
Okukwatira ko ogenda kulaba basajja akukuba
kipo. You're going to see they're going to beat you for that.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era kwano twa omoyo gukwatiddewa. Busimanyi musabu
simu. When we hear they have captured
the Abaddon.
You send the angel Abaddon immediately.
Mukononye.
You go search for it.
Pastor buloku tracking awo nawe.
You can track it wherever it is.
Atugoba singana akulina.
Wherever they find having it.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise you.
What do you mean that we don't have
to follow the plan? We keep more happy. Era kugendo
sabe sare zibaka.
Pray knowledge.
Usaba no kumanya no bizo.
Knowledge and much authority.
Usabi no muwende.
You pray for the sick.
Umanyani go kubananyi.
You don't know who you're beating, the owner of the sicknesses.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
you know it must live. That is what is called faith. For faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. That is the right faith.
And
it is called with works. According to what has been commanded to be done.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
God gives authority on all sicknesses, authority through knowledge and much faith.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When we keep on
knowledge,
we strengthen the authority given us.
And
it works extremely.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Let's move on
to Job chapter 2. From verse 2.
Yobu esula eyokubiri n'olunyiri olwokubiri. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti ovaawa. Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti mba kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo wano na wali. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti olowoozesa ku muddu wange Yobu, kubanga tewali mu nsi amufaanana. Omusajja eyatuukirira era ow'amazima, atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi era akyanywezezza obutayonoona bwe.
Owulidde?
You heard?
Bonde amuyo bwe sibula esooka.
When you get back to Job 1.
Bwe baggyawo ebintu ebyonna n'abaana.
When he took all his possessions and the children.
Jukira bana abaana.
Remember these children.
Baba komyawo ne bongerezaako ne bana.
They were brought back and they were doubled.
Kubanga abaana.
For the children.
Sitani bw'amala okuleeta obuvuyo bwonna.
The devil brings all the cows.
Accident zonna ziyateekawo.
All the accidents you caused.
Malaika w'okufa n'ajja mibiri omwoyo gyabwe. Nga bw'ajiwa malaika Gabudyeri.
Took away their spirits giving them to Gabriel.
Ne Michael.
And Michael.
Ne bagizaayo mu Yerusalemu.
And they were taken back to Jerusalem.
Kati mu kumuddiza emirundi ebiri.
Now in restoring him
now. Bali baabakomyawo.
They brought the
others.
And they added more.
Ojja kubisoma eri mu Yobu ana mu bbiri. Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
They
brought them back and they added more seven on them. Even the animals are brought back and they added the double
to them.
He just kept them aside. Satan is a very funny person.
If
you would have done something, you would have shamed him.
But
he never knows that God has never made a loss.
For
everything he does, God calculates where it's going to end. He was just when he still held on righteousness. And Satan said,
what happened?
It is skin for the skin. We want to touch his body. These are the diseases of the devil we speak of. And no matter how you get sick, you will be healed.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Therefore,
plotted and got HIV. You can get healed of it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. If it happened, how? It has to get away. Unless we go say that this child has too much big headedness, let us leave the HIV upon
him.
Can come and pray for you and you relax and you get ready.
The HIV
can get healed a little and you do immorality again. God brings it back. The Lord told King David, I am going to put three, four sins, two punishments. You're going to choose yourself. I have a sword. He was sending which angel? He was going to come in the form of a sword. I have a sword, I have famine, and I have sicknesses. Even the wild beasts. Play. You choose.
yali atuma malaika wa kufa nenga byonna yagendo bichanga mwa
mwe mujaya going to choose himself
jukira amutuma ne Misri
wali remember he sent him to Egypt
nano na abiri biri bo
took all the firstborns
kati abere biri abali ba bakuru
all the firstborns were old
abayi ne bibage na mukiri
they were evil since they went to hell
abatali abali abato
they were young
basi muratoke na
bo they were able to get
back wakati ya wizo
tatike bina mikisi ne never understood it
kuba yali abano nyebo nayi malaika
wo who came for the firstborn is the angel of death
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yamutuma directly, please
send him direct to Egypt.
No, 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 no.
Go for all the firstborn. He is the angel of death.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
He has even his sicknesses, which inflicts upon
people
if he drags them out of the body. Also, they were not
clean,
yet they were chosen. They must get sick. But the
they totally sick
with diseases and die. And they're just a piece is falling off one by one. They are dying portion by portion. And they are still seated there. That is the The angel of death
says,
not yet, I'm going to hand you to hell. You'll explain more.
Tulimu Yobu esule yoko biri. Nolu nyiru akusato.
Job chapter 2 verse 3.
Ne wankubadde nga wasaakiriza gyali okumuzikiririza obwereere. Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti eddiba olw'eddiba.
Kati kwate ku ddiba ku ddiba.
Touch skin by for skin.
Omanyi sitaani ali abeera mu zaala.
He's always into those games of probability.
Kino ku lwakino.
This for this. That's why some games you have to abandon them.
There are
games you involve yourself. That life for life. And you play those pool games, life for life.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. But you're selling life. You play with which colors? Who wins? And one who is last, they pick the white one. Right, yes, they has been beaten down into the hall. There are other games.
We don't have
the number 666. And they are forefronted through them. This one you shake.
Ludo.
The sixth is the last. And you yearn for the sixth. You shall take them back the skins of the
devil.
As we see the number 2 or 6. We will see it on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's happening. Not understood by people.
Yes, to you,
praise Jesus.
Now,
brother, let's proceed on.
Mm-hmm.
Job chapter 2, verse 4.
Weewaawo byonna omuntu by'alina alibiwaayo olw'obulamu bwe. Naye kaakano golola omukono gwo okome ku magumba ge ne ku mubiri gwe.
N'omubiri gwe olususuma ku
mulwazi. These are the diseases of the devil. They wrote someone's bone. We pray for it and it's restored. And they say, have what kind of cancer? It can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Job
2,
verse
5.
He said, I don't take the bones
in his skin.
He will reject you. Now the devil thinks that the flesh is what is life.
He's
not told that there's a spirit.
God
always told him one thing.
Don't
touch upon his life. You touch the skin on his body. Listen carefully. Job 2:6.
Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti laba ali mu mukono gwo kyokka mulekere obulamu bwe.
Obulamu
is life.
Guno omwoyo togwatako.
You don't dare touch it.
Sitani yakola ebintu byonna.
Job did all things.
Yalwaza Job mu ngeri yonna.
Job sticking everywhere.
N'atula muvu.
He is fat in ash.
Naye takula takula.
Rubbed himself.
N'afuna ebintu bya
yensuwa. Portions of pots.
Naye kwakuta.
And he scrubbed himself.
Naye ngebyokuva mu mubiri tebiriimu.
But getting out of the body was out.
Yali endwadde ya malaika
wa. It wasn't a sickness of the angel of death.
Sitani ne bwakola atya.
No matter what the devil does.
Bino bimu ku byekakasa.
These are from the things approved.
Ebyayogerwa ku malaika
wo kufa. Which was spoken of the angel.
Ya ino buyinza obusemba yo
kwa
omwoyo mu mubiri.
Authority to get out of the body.
Kama kuasa.
For God handed it to him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Sitani ne bwakola atya.
The devil no matter what.
Ne bwale accident.
Even if it caused how many accidents.
Usubura kufa.
You cannot dare get out of the body.
Kyaba yakala kiri kimu.
What he wants is one.
We muruku nyeri katonda.
You complain to God towards God.
Kyaba yakala kiri kimu.
What he wants is one.
We gane katonda.
You reject the Lord.
Nebo sigara ngo lemede
ko. You remain holding. Ibyo
natibiza
kuba. All those cannot happen.
Ero damu nuna magumba gona ne utangura.
Back and you are healed and you walk back.
Nebo ba matenzi ba menya menya mukagumba kam.
Even if they fall as they break one bone.
Ba kutwala mukwali onoga mulamwa.
Take to the hospital and you live.
Ado wali na iwezi kwa.
And their ties they fall.
Esiko yako ya kuli mtuli
na every person.
Bono sikala nga to ina
atikyo. You remain without any prayers.
Yobona bubwana omtobonje babusingana mu motoka nga
twali. Many young kids are falling accident cars and nothing happened.
Sitani abadde akabaja kawele za kamai
sika. As we plotting them they are
half. Anyingira munone.
If you can brush them through an accident, they take them through that. But the devil knows one thing.
They
cannot just change you from one body to another. He cries on his brother to
witness
that he takes you out when you've not repented. He knows. There is no spirit that can come into another's body.
Kubana yati manyi wadatu mere bizimuje
kirato
kisobola bera muri ne byijyamu
burundi even if it says cannot fit within a human body when you left that body.
Era kukwata ko saidi mu
bwongo touches one side of the mind, the brains,
oba mu bikorwa,
all the actions,
ekusobola kukwata system ya
mwili. Cannot capture your entire body system.
Ubona tiri mularu.
That's why there's no matter.
Alarukira dala yena yena.
It's totally mad.
Alarukako bitondo
to get mad impressions.
No
mad person totally gets mad. At least they remain with the sanity of going to the toilet. Have you ever seen a mad person when they poop where they
are?
They cannot be cautioned by madness, all of them. And when we cast
it in,
we even consider the portion they have captured. You can speak with that mad person. For some of the portions are understanding.
It's
the restored. They say, let's go back to my
body. The
other part wants to try to capture this one. But they attack the brains again. And they make them confused again. The time they get restored to
sanity.
And they begin to ask, how did I reach here? I look funny. And they see the mad person escaping and they attack them the brains. This is going to be very easy to do the church.
You
pray for something, you understand it very well.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tulimu yobu esura ya kubiri noru nyiriri.
Job 2:7.
Awo Sitaani n'ava wali Mukama n'alwaza Yobu amayute amazibu okuva ku bigere bye munda okutuuka ku bwezinge bwe.
Kati n'owuliriza bino.
Now listen this.
Sitaani yaleeta zino endwadde.
The devil brought the sicknesses.
Zino zonna tubeera n'obuyinza.
These ones we have the authority.
Obuyinza ye mwoyo muto
kuva. Authority is the Holy Spirit.
Abasobola zonna
oziyimiriza. Can handle and stop all of them.
N'okuwonya.
Even to heal.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula bwabanga kiseera kya kuva mu mubiri.
It's the moment of checking out of the body.
Mwoyo muto kuva tasazanga mu system
ye. The Holy Spirit has never canceled his system.
Kubanga akimanyi.
For he knows it.
Ayina omwoyo w'ebiro n'ebise.
He has the spirit of seasons at times.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Spirit of cancer.
Bwabituuse eby'okuva mu mubiri.
Eri kyawonya ne bw'okola otya. There's nothing ones you have to pray for, you have to be very careful of them. That's why Jesus told them. Many were sick in his
spirit,
but he never healed all of them. Even in resurrection, it's like that. Not that the ones who raised, that the ones who only died. Many went and were to check out of the body. You cannot restore them to resurrection.
Even
Lazarus, who was sick of the disease, those are to come back. You can pray and they are raised again.
But
the angel of death has them there, and they take them to Jerusalem, and they say, by your time, it's not up.
The devil
pressed your body and he took you out.
They can
pray and you get back.
You
still have time on earth. And they restore you.
The
resurrection is like that. The one
who raised
in the hands of Gabriel and Michael with the angel of fire. We don't raise the one who is held by angel Abaddon.
Yes, we was you.
Praise Jesus.
There,
no matter what you do, you cannot there resurrect such a person.
Tulimu Yobu eswa ya kubiri na ulu nyiriri wa munana.
Job 2 verse 8.
Nadiranga orujo upwe ya guza. Natulanga mufu. Awumukaziwe na mugamba anti.
Therefore, pass through the wife of Job. He told him,
You still hold it.
Mission is one if you dare sin. The man is up there rejoicing about you. God says that you are different. I cannot handle you and touch you. But I pray everything I've asked, taken you all, but you still refuse to sin.
Job 2 verse 9. Omukazi we n'amugamba nti okyanywezezza obutayonoona abo. Weegaane Katonda ofe.
Malayika w'okufa akungwatireko.
Age of death was kind of you for me. Let me tell you all the devil's
tricks.
He knows he cannot take someone from the body. He knows there's the age of death doing that. That is hell. That's why he was calculating. You can curse God and die.
But if you death,
you think you're going to die peaceful.
Yes,
the one who throws you to go to drink poison. That you go to hang yourself.
And you hang yourself,
you rest. Yet he knows he's taking you deeper into torments. Even when you go to hang yourself, you find the age of death has become a snake and it chases you from there. Or you find him has become a lion. Like right here, he can become a lion and he chases you from the bush when you go to hang yourself. And he said, well, I wanted to die. Now he's running from. And when his sins are not right,
no
matter what tricks the devil does, God has a way to save you out.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
At least
you find a lion, you're going to hang yourself and you chase you from the bush.
That's why
the devil now knows very well.
You
can build you a house that you may poison yourself. But you die when you're thirsty, you want to drink some water. And now you commit a sin, a big one, in the laws of God, which are 10 commandments, from the book of Exodus. Don't kill. You are not responsible for death. There is angel of death. The law came from there.
You may be hearing your command. Why did God say don't kill? You're not responsible for that. There is someone responsible called death. The commandment came from there, don't kill.
And
because the animals were given us to eat, they were put in our hands. In Genesis 1.
Verse
30 to 31. All of them were put from 26 to 31. All were put under man. Genesis 9. They said they would be eating for us. Praise Jesus. There we have authority. But it's been somewhere. And it says, he who gives an animal without a reason, he has no wisdom. You say your food just something and you kill it like that, they say have no wisdom in you. I've not said the one who kills a rat. You may have a reason of killing a rat.
They've
reached a level and they're, I will not kill a rat for this. You tell the rat, get out of my house, you don't go, I will give you poison. You are dismissing up all everything of mine, beating it up. You have authority to command them to get out of your house. If they insist on it, then you give them poison.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So it takes it to
now that commandment don't kill. It came from Exodus 20. And in many other scriptures. They were brought because of the angel of death.
It's
not too responsible of getting you out of the body. And when you cut someone with a panga, you are accused of intervening in the works of the angel of death. You're not responsible for those works. To fall onto people's necks and strangle them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those are works of the angels.
Never,
no matter what it does, it cannot take a spirit from the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They confuse that it took you somewhere. They take you in the way of a dream. Here you remain as if you're living, yet you are somewhere else.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They divide your spirit
into
the spiritual transport of the devil. And they capture a portion of those things that
now,
they want your life to go slow.
You
no more eat or drink.
And
that's how your life goes slow. The moment the body is tired, the spirit is forcing to get out of the body. The angel of death has to come for it. They are in the midst of that moment. If they have brought them from the body when they have not repented, that's why it came and it was written in John. John chapter
8,
verse 43 and 45.
Yokana esula eyomunana olunyirwa na mwesato. Nugamba. Kiki ekibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange. Mwe muli ba kitammwe Setaani. Era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi. So teyanywerera mu mazima. Kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bwayogera obulimba, ayogera ekiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba, era kitaye w'obulimba. Naye kubanga njogera amazima, temunzikiriza.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ayogera amazima.
Because it speaks true, we don't believe him.
Naye lwaki bagambye nti okuva ku lubereberye.
Why did they say from the beginning?
Ye musi.
He is the murderer.
The
father of liars.
He
came to steal, to kill, and destroy. But do you think he's the one who destroys? And do you think he's the one who kills? This one he does everything possible until he reaches you to the point of reaching the destroyer.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The scripture says,
he
came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He steals, taking where? What's in heaven and earth there for Jesus?
Where he still to take you is here.
Yeah,
truly, not the one who
takes
he is in the midst to cause all this to you.
I think
you understood me well. For it knows very well that you, your spirit, are going to get your spirit get lost.
It be
for what is stolen is what has gotten lost.
You
understood me well. And our master says,
what
does it profit to eat the tower and you forfeit your soul? You yourself push it to the until you make yourself get lost.
And
you end up when they have stolen you.
They
steal from where? From the book of life and carrying you in the book of death.
He's
not the one who writes you there. This one, he is in a
means.
He's a causer.
He has to
do everything possible that you reach on the other. For he knows it. Even though it is written, he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He knows there's an angel of death. He knows
there's
an angel of destruction.
And
God speaks like this. Isaiah 54, verse 16
and 17.
Who destroys? And who created him?
Isaiah 54
from verse 16.
Laba, natondo muwesi afukuta omuliro ogwamanda.
Hey, tuamra malaika badoni.
Najiamo ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe. Era natonda n'omuzikiriza okufaafaaganya.
Yatonda omuzikiriza.
He created the destroyer.
Okufaafaaganya.
Wreak havoc.
Katuuliriza.
Now listen.
Niwankubaddenga sitaani.
Even though the devil.
Yajja okubba.
He came to steal.
Okutta.
To kill.
N'okuzikiriza.
And to destroy.
Wabula bino byonna.
But all these ones.
Yali awo okubikuleetera.
He's just there to cause them.
I won't put
all tricks possible. The schemes.
Until
you've reached the destroyer.
For
the destroyer, God created him. Angel of the bottomless
pit.
They work with the angel of death.
He's
going to take them to hell that he beats them in hell. He too is there being beaten. And he knows it. All these things he planted in people's eyes
tend
to be the one holding authority over
this.
And let me tell you, the destroyer. And he
wrecks
havoc. The Lord God is on the angel Abaddon. The angel of the bottomless pit. The angel of death.
Now it's
everything possible until you've reached them.
And
fall in those hands. That's what he does. That's why he's put upon that he destroys people. And he's the one who kills them.
It's
going to be explained what kind of death. As we see what means getting out of the body. Out of the body. The body is sleeping, you've gotten out of it.
We're
going to see what is called death. How does it work in a human being? Or in creation? Praise Jesus.
Want
me to explain who destroys?
Even
though we've seen the cause, or the one who reaches these hands, us is the devil.
Let's
get to Exodus
11.
From verse
1.
Exodus 11 from verse 1.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti ekibonobono. Ekibonobono kimu nate kyendimuleetera Falaawo ne Misiri. Oluvannyuma alibaleka okuvaamu. Bw'alibaleka mazima alibagoberera ddala muno. Yogera kaakano mu matu g'abantu. Basabe buli musajja eri muliraanawe na buli mukazi eri muliraanawe ebintu ebya ffeeza n'ebintu ebya zaabu. Mukama n'abawa abantu okwagalibwa mu maaso g'Abamisiri. Nate omuntu Musa yali mukulu nnyo mu nsi ey'Emisiri, mu maaso g'abaddu ba Falaawo ne mu maaso g'abantu. Musa n'ayogera bw'atyo Mukama Mukama bwayogera nti nga mutumbi ndifuluma wakati w'emisiri n'ababeerera bonna n'ababereberye bonna ab'omu nsi y'emisiri balifa okuva ku mubereberye wa Falaawo okutuuka ku nte ey'obwakabaka okuva ku mubereberye wa Falaawo atuula ku ntebe ey'obwakabaka okutuuka ku mubereberye w'omusaana ali mu nnyumba w'olubengo n'ebibereberye byonna eby'ebisibo.
Mwuliriza bulungi nnyo.
Listen very carefully.
Lwaki osuubira Katonda era atwala bibereberye?
Why do you think God was taking the firstborns?
Okuva mu bantu ne
bisolo. Right from the human beings and the animals.
Buli muntu azaalibwa.
Every person being born.
Neteekateeka z'ebyo ebinaamulabira.
The preparation why do you take care of them?
Kati n'ababereberye bonna bazaalibwanga mu bireo ebyo. Nga bansolo ba nkoko ba mbuzi bonna baabalonako.
Animals' hands are all taken.
Kubanga be baalina okuzaala abalala abagenda olabirira omulembe gw'abo
abazaalibwa. They were to take care of the generation of these ones who are taken. Being firstborns.
Waliwo ebiteekebwawo mu
things which have put in the kingdom of God.
If
they put the first one in the world, that's where the plan of all the others are done upon them. And the animals called firstborns. Praise Jesus. They are gods which begin to give birth. And they have given birth as a human being has been given birth. And what is born is what out of it comes what is going to take care of the human being. Praise Jesus. But what is different on this? The age of death before he passed Egypt. He told them to cut the blood of a lamb of 7 years. Meaning the seven spirits of the Lord that they can put upon their doorposts. The sign which you are showing that on everyone born by the Master Jesus,
angels
death in pain to take them
and they
could not enter into their house. The angel of death cannot come to you, for you have been cleansed. Praise Jesus. Why have we gone brief here? We had gone to see how God went to Egypt. He had gone for all the firstborns from Egypt. According to Psalms
78:49 obusungu bwe obukambwe n'okunyiiga n'okunyiikaala n'okunakuwala ekibiina ky'abamalayika abaleeta obubi. Yakubira obusungu bwe ekkubo, teyasaasira mmeeme zaabwe okufa, naye n'awaayo obulamu bwabwe eri olumbe. N'akuba ababereberye bonna abali mu Misiri, abasinga amaanyi mu weema za Kaamu, naye n'aggyamu abantu be ye ne ng'endiga, n'abalungamiza mu ddungu ng'ekisibo, n'abakulembera mu mirembe bw'ati n'okutya ne batatya.
Praise Jesus.
Tulabye nga Mukama yatuma bamalayika
bano. The Lord sending his angels.
Ne batwala ababereberye.
And they took the firstborns.
Teyali malayika omu.
It wasn't one angel.
Wabula baali bamalayika abawererako ddala.
Yeah, angels were a number of them.
Era nga mu Bible yolezo.
In the English version.
Babayita abazikiriza.
They are called destroying angels.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ne balabikako emisi.
And they appeared in Egypt.
Se mu kino kyengezako kunywa.
It's one very explained.
Kyekyali kwa kiri ekigamba.
The other scripture saying.
Sitaani yajja okubba.
The devil came to steal.
Okutta.
To kill.
N'okuzikiriza.
And destroy.
Bino byonna aliwo
okubireeta. These ones is there to cause them.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye tasobola okuggya omwoyo mu mubiri.
Take a spirit from the body.
Ati tasobola okukwata omwoyo akutwala emagombe.
Capture spirit, take it to hell.
Singa kyali bwe
kiri. If it was like that.
Naffe abatukuvu yandi.
Which of the saints would have come for us?
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye talina buyinza.
But he has authority.
Yali wakati awo okoze ensene ebibi.
And he is rich to do evil in this world.
Ali awo okoze abantu
bibi. He is there to make people do evil in this world.
Basobola okunona omalayika w'okufa.
That they can be preached by the angel of death,
and he said
to the destroying angel,
Malaika
Abaddon, angel of Abaddon of the chains,
it's
the work is here me doing.
And
when he attacks us in the garden, in Genesis
3,
it's beginning what is called the first death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
we're going to look onto them analytically.
Bible says,
1 Corinthians 15,
verse 21, 22,
it says like this.
We're
seeing the first death.
After we've
seen what the angel of death does to take people out of their bodies, that is not counted. And they don't count it as death. They count it as unclothing the body. They count it as being transferred from this body to another place. Either it is hell or it is heaven. That is how it is calculated. But we are heading to see what is called death. Praise Jesus. And if you want to know, the angel of death has worked so much,
and
it is also appearing in people.
That's
what you have to see.
Verse Corinthians 15:20. Gwe mwaka omubereberye ogwaba abebaka. Kubanga okufa lukwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okusukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu.
Nti abantu bonna abalabika mu nsi
balabika nga
baafu.
They appear as to have died.
Era nga bafu.
And they are dead. But what shows?
Well,
they have a body and they are moving. But what is called death, really? What is called the first death? All people in the first death, all of them enter death and they walk within it. All they who came from Adam,
but
they are thought to be living.
Master
Jesus, when he reaches the world, he spoke this word. In Matthew 8:21-22, I want to be explain what is called the first death, and we are going to see even the first revelation, and we see the second death and the second revelation.
Matthew 8:21. Naye Yesu n'amugamba nti, "Yita nange, leka abafu bazike abafu baabwe."
Kakati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Nti leka abafu.
Now let the dead
bazike abafu
bano. Bury their own dead.
Labako.
Listen like this.
Abantu bali batwala
omulambo. The people were taking the dead body to bury it.
Nabo bali
biramba. They too were bodies, dead bodies.
Era nga Mukama agamba abafu.
God said that dead.
Nti leka abafu bagende bazike abafu bano.
They bury their own dead.
Naye kisinga okwewuliza. Mazima bali batambula.
They were moving.
And
even today it is like that.
All people
are moving through the first death.
And they didn't
enter the first resurrection.
If
they don't enter the first resurrection, they cannot escape the second death. We are going to see even the second death. Praise Jesus. All this I wanted to explain.
In the
moment we see death and hell, praise Jesus. We want to proceed on. Our master said
that
all people they will see in this world. If it's Adam that truly entered the other death, all who came from him, he says they are dead. But the system moving around, what is upon them? What proves that truly they died? These are what proves.
The
spirit seems living, but the body that they have is of the angel of death. That's what proves that they are in the first death. Let's see Romans. Romans 7:24-25.
Nze nga ndi muntu munaku,
Ani alindokola mubiri gwo kufa kono?
Ani alindokola mubiri gwo kufa?
Who will save me from this body of death?
Echiranga abantu bafa.
Why should the people die?
Gwe mubiri gwo balimu.
It is the kind of body they have.
Flesh
and blood.
Mubiri gwo kufa.
It is the body of death.
Kufa yani.
Who is dead?
Mulabye malaika wo
kufa. We saw him the angel of death.
Na yani yaleta bino
bino. But who brought and caused all this?
Musanga mulusu.
He found us in the garden.
Itafe yali ako.
Our father said.
Mulubere bire sura
yo kubi. Chapter 2.
Onywe 15.
Verse 15.
Na 10 na mukaka.
And 16. Tumuli
kuata ku
mutiyo. Touch of this tree, he will surely die. He had told us that to not escape death.
Therefore,
in Genesis 3, he
began to deceive
us. Reach us to this death, the first death.
And
when he closed the body of death, and all people, they were flesh and blood,
and they could
got born again, truly their deaths. That is the first
day.
It will open on all people. That's why
the
Bible told you. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 15. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. For that flesh is the pot of death. And this is how death appeared in the people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Because of this body, which has flesh and blood.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And because all creations
will
be changed to be brought in this body. But according to Romans, Romans
8,
verse 18
to 25,
all creation will be taken back to the glory of the children of God. They will be like angels in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
the son of the angel of death. The first book of
death,
it's the body you have within.
There
are people looking for the book of death. You read the Revelations.
And
they open the book of life. And other books were brought. The book of death.
The first,
and the book of the second death. Those are the ones they brought. The first death.
It's
been lightened. It's the kind of body fresh we have. And it says, what to me with this body fresh? All people. They are registered in the book of death.
Adam.
They who came from Adam. Except they will get born again. As for the blood of the book of death,
we'll
the book of life. Our Master himself, Jesus, is the book of life. He is the way, the truth, and life. John 14:6. You read it so
much.
When you enter in Christ Jesus,
he
is the true vine. You are a branch. And you bear fruit. You are in the book of life. God has a registry. He's registered you in heaven. You would have looked at you there and blot you out at the same time. For every time there is rising and falling in people. Praise Jesus. Now the first step, it begins on all people. And if you don't get the first resurrection, truly, you're going to experience the second death. Praise Jesus. You have been revealed of it proper. But the body you have, it is the body of death. That's why they have said the devil
came
to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But him, himself has no authority over that. But what he does, he causes whatever possible that realization. And he attaches us in the garden. And he put us in all deceptions. And he says we shall not die. And we ended up in the pot of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now he says,
we
want to be with the body of flesh. But
he
thanks the Lord Jesus. He speaks like this.
Alumi esula ya musango lunyiru wabili mutano. Neba za katonda kuwa Yesu Kristo mkama wafi. Kale wechitio, nzenze kamu magezi, ndi mudu wa mateka ga katonda. naye mu mubiri wateeka lya kibi.
Yesu yebazibu kubanga yakimanya sitani omuntu bwabeera mu mubiri
n'omusaajja
kuba mulinako
obuyinza
ati Katonda okutuwonyawo kyava ayogera omutazali omwoni
gwakumulitemusobola
kuyingira
bwakamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamukamuk
in the first book of Matthew, you read there, you've not yet gotten out of there until you get born again and they restore you a body from heaven to prove that you've got out of the book of heaven. It is to separate you from the book of heaven, and in the midst of you, your body comes from heaven. You're proven to be in the book of life, and you enter the book from the book of death to the book of life.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Romans 5 explained like this. Romans 5 from verse 14.
Balumi sura yokutano linyo kumi na nya. Na yokufa kwafuga okuva ku Adam okutusa ku Musa. Era nekwabo abatasobyange engeri eyokunna ku Adam. Ye kye kifaananyi ky'oyo agenda okujja.
Yes, he was
Jesus.
Adam yabeerera ddala ekifaananyi kya Mukama
waffe Yesu. Yali agenda okujja. He was going to come.
Era nga Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Master Jesus.
Abalibwa okubeera Adamu.
He's come, he's known as the second Adam.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Twamulindirira okutuwonya kiri kye twali tukoddemu.
To save us in what we had fallen in.
Yalina okufa n'azuukira.
He had to die and rise again.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Alyoka azuukize bonna okutuukira okusooka.
All in the first resurrection.
Abo bonna abamukkiriza.
They who believe in him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, Yahura.
Now separate. What is called the first death? The first death. It happened on all people.
Adam.
They who came from Adam. And they
walk
within the book of death. As long as they are in flesh and blood. That is why God says, no one in flesh and blood is able to please God. You cannot. For it is a body of death, and God is not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. That is Mark 12, 25, and 27. Praise Jesus. Let's get to Revelation, verse 20. How can you be a skeptic
instead?
First death.
The
angel of death is the one who is responsible for the first death.
It
is the one who made this body, which people move within and by.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He's
the one who made it. Why did he do it like this? Remember, his works, he does them through famine, through plague, through sword, and the wild beast. It never brought a body like this. Famine would not have a concern over us. What he uses. But brethren, he put the witch who fails for what he was used to you to punish us.
And he put
within you a wrong enzyme system. And he puts acid in it. Every famine strikes you, he powers upon you. And
it
gets heated and you get sick of ulcers. You put acid in the body. When you put food there, acid pours on it. And it burns every food and destroys it. You have to look for another food to eat.
Because
they are showing the punishment they were given to put upon man. They have to eat out of their sweat. Praise Jesus. This body, the age of death is responsible for it.
It's
the one who knows where you pass you when it's driving you out of the body.
It
knows the hole you will pass through.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have Revelations 20. It is required of you to be in the first resurrection that you not be in the second resurrection, the second death. Revelations 20 verse
6.
Revelations 20 verse 5.
Abafu abalala tebaba balamu okutuusa emyaka olukumi lwejaggwa. Kuno kwe kuzuukira okw'olubereberye.
Waliyo kiyitibwa okuzuukira
okw'olubereberye. The first resurrection.
Praise Jesus. In that time, there is a resurrection happening, moving on, which is called the resurrection of the first. And it is spoken of very well in Colossians 2. When you miss this, you know one thing. The second death is going to be having authority over you. We're going to be explained of it. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 2. We are seeing verse 11
to 12. Era mwakomolebwa mwoyo obukomole obutakomolebwa na mikono mukwambula omubiri ogwenyama mukukomolebwa kwa Kristo.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kama hapa Yesu
Kristo. Our Master Jesus.
Bamu kumara kunaku
kumara. He was circumcised on the eighth day.
Mumubiri.
In the flesh.
Era ngachali chika kasi.
And it was proven.
Jo komolebwa.
The circumcision.
Kukua ambula kumubiri kuno.
Was that clothing its body of death from
kamu
you.
Kamu nilobaka wakuka kuhi
kwa yumu. It was a shed given right from Abraham.
Kukabari kuzuki.
They were all in the first resurrection. But the Master came and changed it.
Yeah,
said, let's go right from where it was in the beginning. In John chapter
8.
And say, get born again, spirit and water. We don't want the blood to be shed anymore. It is a sign of circumcision. It was showing and proving and clothing the body of death, flesh and blood.
To
be given the one from heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 speaks of it. It was not just a sign, it was a norm, but it had a secret behind it. And our Master changed it, taking it back as was in the beginning. For sacrifice and pouring blood, he had phased them out. And they tell you like this in the next verse. Colossians 2:12.
Bwemwaziikirwa awamu naye mu kubatizibwa era kwe mwazuukiriramu olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda eyamuzuukiza mu bafu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
This baptism, and we must
you,
and you get out. That is the first resurrection.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus. And he said, when we are buried together with him in true baptism, and we raised together with him, after accepting that power which raised him from the dead, that is the Holy Spirit. Whom we pray every day as we're going to baptize people, to come back to spread these waters as we're going to baptize. As we read Genesis 1. Verse 1 to 2. It's the moment we pray, the Holy Spirit will come to spread over the waters as it connects from heaven.
And
the moment you're given a body from heaven, praise Jesus. The Spirit has been sent upon your life and it comes with a body from heaven to separate this body from of death, and you get out of the book of death. That is the first resurrection. And it is moving on happening up to today. People get resurrected the first day. They all end up in the Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels, which we are about to cover. Praise Jesus. Hebrews 12:22 tells you, we will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. All of them gather from there. And in the second resurrection, that's where they're going to come from. And they appear right here on earth. That's what we shall call the second resurrection. They would be coming back here. Praise Jesus. These things are very easy if you pass through knowledge and really accept the Spirit of the Lord and reveal two words of God. These are one in the journey of heaven, which is moving up to be seen, which was moved through the Bible. We see what the Bible is, this journey, and its life, and its rightfulness. Praise Jesus. Now they have told us, I'm passing through briefly, that true resurrection and baptism, we raised with Jesus. It means we have the first resurrection like that. And right now, us, we no more count among the dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He raised again.
And
to all who believed and understood totally, and we are baptized in understanding, they raised up already. In the first resurrection, the Bible says, Ephesians 2, verse
6.
Let's
see.
Ephesians 2, 6 says like this.
Natusukiza wamu na ye.
Ephesians 2 from verse 5.
Erafe we twalinga tufiiridde mu byonono byaffe yatufuula abalamu awamu ne Kristo mwalokoka lwakisa. Natusukiza wamu naye natutuuza wamu mu bifo eby'omu ggulu mu Kristo Yesu.
You've heard where we're seated. They have counted us already home. We are just waiting for us.
We
raised already the first resurrection. Through baptism, and we die with him, and we raise together with him. They should not let you any other first resurrection that you await for it. You have to raise right now, and you sit in the heaven realms, and your place is counted, and the angels welcome you, and it is written down that one person will be saved. In heaven they rejoice. They have already welcomed you up there in the name of our Master Jesus. Brethren,
do
not miss the first resurrection. Yes, if you dare miss it, in the second resurrection, you're not going to be among it. You'll be raised of shame and the lake of fire, and you'll be heading to the second death. So the first death, it offended on all people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go back brief in Revelations. Revelations
20.
Revelations 20 verse 5.
Abafu abalala tebaba balamu okutuusa emyaka olukumi lwejaggwa kuno kwe kuzuukira okw'olubereberye aweereddwa omukisa era ye mutukuvu alina omugabo mu kuzuukira okw'olubereberye
owulidde bulungi olina omukisa gw'amaanyi kasita obeera mu kuzuukira
kusooka. For the other day, they never have peace again. Or even to be. They are in hell all that long. As we are in the Jerusalem city of heaven. You're highly blessed. You joined to come to study. You will raise up in the first resurrection. Listen very carefully. Revelations 20 verse 6.
Era ye mutukuvu alina omugabo mu kuzuukira okw'olubereberye.
Obeera mutukuvu.
You are holy.
Gwalina okuzuukira.
You have a portion
okuzuukira okw'olubereberye.
In the first resurrection.
Okufa okw'okubiri tekulina buyinza ku bo.
Oyo yenna azuukira
mu kuzuukira. Okay, we'll raise the first day resurrection. The second death has authority over you. But who is the second death?
Singa olemererwa.
If you dare fail,
okuva mu kufa kuli okwasooka.
Get out of the first death.
Nga bakuwadde chance eno y'okuzuukira.
Give you a chance to raise up.
Kuzuukira kuno okusooka.
This first resurrection.
N'olemererwa.
And you fail.
Mu kufa okw'okubiri.
The second death.
Ekiyitibwa ekitabo eky'okufa
eky'okubiri. What is called the second book of death? It is the lake of fire. They
are
already searched out. The first book you are registered, even the second book you are registered. You are not able to get out. That's where what comes. Blot my names from the book of death and write them in the book of life. They are not just spoken, they are done. We are in Revelations 20.
We're going to see what is called the second death. I want you to understand what is called the word death. It is the angel of death. But they condemned with the edge of hell and they made a second place, the lake of fire, and they called it the second death. Let us see. We're going to be seeing this verse. Verse 14. Revelation 20:14.
Nebisuulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro.
See what is mixed in the lake of fire. The one was been doing on the first death, and all his body, all the pain, and what is in hell, they all mixed it in the lake of fire. Revelation 20 verse 14.
N'okufa n'amagombe nebisuulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro.
You know what is called the second death? It is the lake of fire.
But
what surprises most? That you're there burnt all days. The what death, what is it? The what death is full of pain. And even the one called the angel of death, what was given him of heartache, sickness, and many other things. When you die with your friend hell.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus.
So, before,
now the second death,
truly
is the lake of fire. But the second resurrection is the coming back of our Master Jesus. We are also going to see it. And here they say, they have been in hell all along. And there is the first part of the angel of death, and is the shepherd. The shepherd's evil ones. He shepherds the sinners. You read in Psalms 49. Let's read there and we read. As we move on to be explained, what concerns the first death? Second death. First resurrection. Second resurrection.
Zaburi yana mumwenda. Zaburi tulimu yana mumwenda. Nuru nyili. Ekkubo lyabwe eryo bwe busirusiru bwabwe. Naye abantu ababadirira basiima ebigambo byabwe. Baateekerwawo magombe ng'ekisibo.
Ekisibo eri gye babeera.
Their flock is where they are.
Era gye bakunganyiza bonna.
That's where they are all gathered from.
Okufa anaabeeranga omusumba waabwe.
Era musumba waabwe.
And the shepherd of the sinners is death. He is always in the world. When is he taking the evil ones from the body? He pastors and shepherds them to the end. That is the shepherd of the sinners. That's why the sick people is always beside them. And he adds more pain on them. He's a shepherd of the evil. And the flock where they are gathered from, it is hell. Praise Jesus. Now all the brethren, as we want to explain of them, they've told us, all these people in the flock of hell, they remained in the book of first death. And they remained in the first death. They were not able to enter the first resurrection, which we have explained very well. Many religions which are deceiving people right now, that they await for that resurrection which is second, they have refused to accept the first resurrection. They have no blessing at all, and the second death has an authority over them. Do not be confused of any religion or any belief. which pretends to be of salvation, and it tells you that wait for the second revelation. The second resurrection, when it will happen, truly all those people who await for it, and those praise the first resurrection, the second death has a right over them. They have been cast in the lake of fire. Let us go briefly, Revelation
20.
Revelation 20, verse 14.
Revelation
20,
verse 11. Eyobwakabaka ennene enjeru n'oyo eyali agituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge.
Bino bigenda kubaawo ddi?
These are going to happen when?
In which
place? In the Jerusalem seat of heaven.
Tuwulira nnyo Ebulaniya 12.
We hear Hebrews 12, 21-23. We welcome you. Jerusalem of heaven, where is the chief judge? This is where the throne sits. The master seat you see on the other side. What surprises? It's going to be the master seat when it's carrying out judgment. Why will he be the judge, my master? He came with grace and truth on his word. No one will accuse him that he had no master upon them for judging them. For by grace he sent the laws to warn us of sin. And by grace we failed of the law.
He
took the blood at the altar in the midst of the cherubim under the laws, that the blood can wash your sins, that you may fulfill the laws, and you'll be revealed of grace. But you trampled the blood again, and you count it as if it never cleansed you. Now you began to give sacrifices to help you so be cleansed. Now that's where the judgment will happen, how it will be endorsed. Now this must sit, you see, it will be the Jerusalem sitting in the middle.
Revelation 20 verse 11.
When the sight saw the dead, they show you they were gotten out of the body. But by the time they got out of the body, they had not gotten saved. They were dead, the death of Adam. They were counted in the first death. Don't think that I saw the young dead bodies and the old one, and they are bringing them walking. No, my friend. Just as so all people die through Adam walk here. Even there they are called dead. After being in the pot of death. But they were not given a body from heaven. They are called dead. But don't think they are going to bring dead corpse. And of the young children, they will throw them right there. Revelation 20 verse 12. Have you ever seen that corpse standing? These are the people that died through Adam, and they will come up to this world, and they are dead forever, and they are unclothed from this body, and they continue being dead to hell, and they are counted out when they are counted in death, and they are in the first book of death, and they are sent to the second book of death, the lake of fire. I think you've been revealed very well. All these things, they are written in their books. Even one book was opened. It is one because the Master Jesus. John 1:5 says life was within him, life became the light of men. John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In Proverbs 8, 5 to 36, he says, whoever sees me, he sees life. They who hate me, they love death. They have already discovered the book of life. Praise Jesus. And when they check you and you are within him, let's sit at the who sleep within Christ Jesus. By the time you enter the body, you sleep, and you are counted within Jesus, and you are in the book of life. Revelation 14, they explain it. Praise Jesus. As long as you sleep within Christ, when you are in the book of life, and you've gone out of the body through that, and you are counted in Jerusalem city, in the great gathering of the saints. Praise Jesus. That's how you appear in the book of life, and you are in Christ Jesus. These two other books open, the book of the first day, and the book of the second day. That's the lake of fire. There's no book that God is on the book registering, physical book. No, my friend. The books are two. The first death you've been explained of, and the second day. By the time they check you the first death, you are there. You weren't able to raise again the first resurrection. Truly, in the second death, in the other book you are there, they have to cast you straight in the lake of fire. And you will be in that book of yours, which you decided to be in. To blow you from the book of life, that's the Master Jesus. Now you are within him, and he's the vine, and you are a branch, and you refuse to bear fruits, and you dry, and they cut you off. That is blowing you from the book of life. Now you think that the books are up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
but the book is Jesus himself. And it tells you, he came in the scroll by which he was written about. All scriptures are the scriptures. He himself is the book of life. He is the word of God. I don't know if I understood him proper. When you remain within him, you are within the book of life. And what proves you are within him? John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide within you, ask of all you need to be given you. You are within him, the book of life. Be in Christ, be with his words within you, bear fruits. You will not blow you from the book of life himself.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let us see here.
Kubikura esula ya makumi abiri.
Revelation 20.
Na ulinyiro kumi na abiri.
Verse 12.
Abafu ni basailwa omusango mwebi ubya wandikibwa mubitabo.
Mubitabo.
In the books.
Ibitabo vini baba
ubaji uliyo na nitayo. We are there, you leave them there.
Ichita mechi soka.
The first book.
Kila kabio na biyo
natu. It shows all you've been doing. That is the body of death I told you about. The Bible says that your works do follow you. Whatever you be doing within that body, the evil ones, all upon your spirit, you get out with them. And if you begin to look in the first death, you never got out of it. You never raised again through the first death. It means surely in the second book of death you are there. Praise Jesus. Now fight so much of yourself that the day may reach or get out of the body when you are in the book of life. Revelation 20, verse 12. And the sea brought the dead within it. The dead are in different waters. You know, people say now the sea, they went in it. No, my friend. Revelation 17:15. It says that the waters you saw, they are the nations, clans, and languages. Now when they say, and they see brother within it, they see every clan, languages, and nations, people in the book of death, many are within it. All
of them
are brought by the angel of death from the clans, nations, and languages.
Kubikura esura ya makumi abiri. n'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu n'okufa n'amagombe ne bireeta abafu abaalimu.
A
hell has to bring all they who fell right there. Reformation strands and languages. Now death. Who will be found here in that moment and have not fallen in hell. They shared so well this work. The ones in hell, they have to gather them who fell right there. Death has to get all who are still in the book of life on earth and gather them. That's how we are going to gather the rebellious. All of them hell is responsible for them who have been down, even dead, the ones who had not condemned, right? But they remain in the book of death. They refuse to raise and the first resurrection.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, as we wind up, this is the second revelation. Thessalonians.
1 Thessalonians 4:13 Naye tetwagala mmwe abooluganda obutategeera. Naye tetwagala mmwe obutategeera abooluganda. Ebyabo abeebaka.
They will calculate the system of sleeping. The body sleeps. But they are somewhere which we have known in Jerusalem of heaven.
And
when our hope ceases, when we Jeremiah 22:2, don't cry for the dead.
No, yeah,
even the ones who go. Cry for one thing, they have not gone back to their own country. That's what we cry for. But these ones have gone home. We don't cry for them at all. For we expect to see them again. They will come back here. Even though they in hell will also come. But the sorrow we have upon them is one. They never raised up in the first resurrection. As we know very well, the second death has authority over them.
First Thessalonians 4:13 mulemenga ebyabo abeebaka, mulemenga okunakuwala era ng'abalala abatalina ssuubi.
They will cease to have the hope and they get out the body. They got out when they were dead and they book the first book of death and they are counted on the second book of death. First Thessalonians 4:14
Kubanga bwe tukkiriza nga Yesu yafa n'azuukira, era Katonda alireeta bw'atyo abeebaka ku bwa Yesu wamu naye.
That's what we call the second resurrection, who will just come back with them.
Thessalonians 4:14 Kubanga echo chetubabulira mu kigambo kya Mukama waffe, ngaffe abalamu abasigalawo okutuusa okujja kwa Mukama waffe tetulisooka abeebaka.
We
shall not come first before the ones to go meet the Master Jesus. They in the city have to first come back down to Jerusalem of heaven. Then we shall raise up together and we go in the kingdom of heaven.
Romans 4:16
Kubanga
Mukama waffe yennyini alikka okuva mu ggulu n'okwogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi lya malayika omukulu n'ekkondeere lya Katonda.
Malayika ono, malayika w'omusanvu.
Angel, the seventh angel.
Akutte ekkondeere ly'omusanvu.
Holding the seventh trumpet.
Okubikuba essuula y'omunaana.
Revelations 8.
N'olusooka pakulu
oku. Verse 1-2.
Bamalayika bakutte amakondeere.
The angels holding the trumpets are seven.
Naye kuliko oyo w'omusanvu.
But it's the seventh one.
Ayina ofuwa ekkondeere
ly'omusanvu. Who was to sound the end.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
there a master will appear
and will
come with his saints from the Jerusalem city and will appear in this world. We shall ascend together again together. And these also come from here. And in the book of
Revelation,
we shall leave them here for a moment. Over 5 months. Revelation 9 marks it. Praise Jesus.
First
Thessalonians 4:16.
That
will be raising up,
which you
call the second resurrection. And as if they come from the ground. Yet remember, the planet has been in the space. They come from the door of the heaven and they check into planet like someone raising from the ground. Now you don't know where they have come from. Maybe you think they have been in the ground.
Thessalonians 4:17.
We shall be taken together with them, which you call the rapture. When the rapture will come, all will have remained here. There is the ones in the book of death, and there is the first death. Praise Jesus. And they never resurrected in the first resurrection. The second resurrection comes, they will still not be living and they will never raise. The second day, it will be having a right over there. It
should spend 5 months.
That's the collection of God.
And
awaiting in Jerusalem, and we carry out judgment against them. Praise Jesus.
Kale. First Thessalonians 4:17. Kale bwe tutyo tunabeeranga ne mukama waffe ennaku zonna.
That's your view with the master all days. There's nothing like coming back. Like they will say the rupture will happen, then Jesus will come back the third time perhaps and will take people out. Come back and will be with Jesus reigning within here. All that is deception. Praise Jesus. When you go right now in Jerusalem all days, we await you for that day, the second resurrection. What is so painful in the second resurrection? Even the ones in the first death will raise. For the second resurrection, it means coming back on earth and going to the throne.
It
doesn't mean to unclothe the body, but it means coming back on planet Earth. And it means clothing the body of flesh to be given the body of the spirit. They will be having it.
The
twinkle of an eye, it will be shown. It doesn't mean the one who has been dead is going to raise up. They in hell are right there and they're being beaten. Even the ones in heaven are there. The second resurrection means coming back on planet Earth. Daniel 12 from verse 1.
Era mu biro ebyo Mikayiri aliyimirira omulangira omukulu aliyimirira abaana b'abantu bo. Era waliba ekiseera eky'okunakuwaliramu ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa ku biro ebyo. Era mu biro ebyo abantu bo baliwonyezebwa buli alirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo.
Kitabo eky'obulamu.
The book of life.
Kigambo ekyo kyongereko.
That what's written in it.
Waina Bible ngegamba baawandiikibwa mu kitabo.
You was
the kitabo eky'obulamu.
Right in the book of life.
Bakajja mu kitabo kye ekyokufa.
Which book is of death?
Rode mukatenga kwekali.
Daniel sura ya 12 olinyoro soka. Era mu biro ebyo Mikayiri aliyimirira omulangira omukulu aliyimirira abaana b'abantu bo. Era waliba ekiseera eky'okunakuwaliramu ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa ku biro ebyo. Era mu biro ebyo abantu bali wonyesebwa buli alirabika nga yawandikibwa mu kitabo ekyobulamu
nga yazukira kuzukira
okusoka
yawandikwa mu kama
ekitabo
ekyobulamu
wali eriwe bagambye nafa abali omu Yerusalemu
yalindanabo
we will be still here and we are in that boat we shall be lifted with them and we raise up. That's the rapture which read Matthew and he said one will be taken and another remain. What a person separately, who is taken, who is remaining?
Daniel 12
verse 2
era bangi kwaba abeebaka mu nfuufu ey'oku nsi balizuukuka
tulirabanga
naye
nga tibali bati bavudde
mukyekikulaza ensingi erimubano
abava
emagombebajja
kuddawa
and to separate the sheep from the goats. Now they're separating them, no one knows. For all the goats are in hell, all the sheep are in heaven. But that day, it
will
be of separating openly.
And
you see whether your neighbor was a goat or you were a sheep. For whether you were a goat and you were the sheep. For you will leave them open. Or they will leave you open here.
And it's
nothing like claiming where have they gone. Maybe they have gone to hell. We know clear. But this time it will be very clear. This one have left them, it has failed.
Daniel
12 verse 2.
Abamu eri obulamu obutagwaawo, n'abamu eri ensonyi n'okunyomebwa okutagwaawo.
Now all will raise. What we call the second resurrection is coming back on this earth. Even the ones in hell will come back. In the second resurrection, we see them coming here.
Even
the first resurrection, they refuse to believe the word of God, to baptize together with Him, to die with Christ and raise with Him. That they will be in the first resurrection. The second resurrection, all of them will come back. The fear of resurrecting for life, they have told you everlasting shame and contempt and eternal punishment, for they refuse the first resurrection. If you refuse, you expect that. The pride, it follows a fall. Praise Jesus. And God hated all those and an evil mouth. Praise Jesus. We want to see some of the lists in that moment. In the second resurrection, what will happen? For them from heaven, they will come with a new body. But we will be here. We shall be having two. In that moment, you two will have been baptized and raised with Christ. You have two bodies. Now they will be changing just.
Imagine
the one who wasn't born again and they did raise up. They will find them. In a trance, how will they look?
2
Corinthians 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52 and 53. We shall go to
2 Corinthians 15:52. Mangu ago nga mukutemya kikowe akagombe akenkomerero bwe kalivuga kubanga kalivuga n'abafu balizuukizibwa obutavunda naffe tulifuusibwa
others will come
nga bwe tubulidde
as we've heard
naffe mangu ago
tufuusibwa obutavunda becoming imperishable.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For who would have gotten a body from heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 speaks of it.
And
we shall be formed when we are clothed with that body. As it tells us,
that
we will be formed when we are naked.
And
it's in Revelations. Revelatively, that they were naked and they are still prisoners of the things of the world. They are not even in the book of life. Praise Jesus. There will be a trance, a change. Remember, they in heaven, they will come when they have already been changed. They will be here. We shall be having this body. It will disappear.
If
one will be not having the second body, seeing when they will be changed, how they look. We saw this in the fall, and we shall see it. What body do you have? What troubles will happen then? Which we cannot start right now, but we are briefly passing through. To see them which are in hell and death. Praise Jesus.
First
Corinthians
15:52. Nafe tulifusibwa. Kubanga oguvunda kikugwanira okwambala obutavunda n'okufa guno okwambala obutafa. Naye oguvunda guno bwe gulibanga gumaze okwambala obutavunda n'okufa guno okwambala obutafa. Ekigambo ekyawandiikibwa ne kiryoka kituukirira nti okufa kumiriddwa mu kuwangula.
They never beat you. In the firing, you beat death. No. If you overcome death, you get born again. You get a body from heaven. You've already overcome. Revelations 1, Jesus overcame death. He never overcame them by beating them.
As long as the
body of death, he destroyed it. And he got drawn from heaven.
Luke 24.
He had already overcome death in
heaven.
If you want to overcome them, you get a body from heaven. You get born again. You get out of the book of death.
It's
the only way you can win him. And you overcome death.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Those
are some of the last things. Here in Matthew, in that moment, one will be taken, another will reign. Whoever never overcame death in hell, they will be left behind. And
they
will be brought by death in hell.
They
will be taken the second death. That's the lake of fire. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Tomorrow we shall see principalities. The kingdom of the stars, their headquarters. We shall see how to beat them. We send angel of Adon to them out of the chains. We imprison them in the promised peace
unto
the day of judgment. And God bless you. Come early tomorrow.